Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Like the Eagles, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Restless Heart is your artist of the day.
That record right there is so good.
Put it all the way down so I don't have to pay for it. And back up.
And she doesn't.
I think so.
All right, let me hear your buzzer real quick.
I thought I was ready the last few times, and I wasn't.
Give me a little bit more on Will, if you would be so kind. Will, again. Okay, Dana. Ooh.
Oh.
Yep, we're ready. Let's go.
Space bar isn't working.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Sam, I need you to be the arbiter here, okay?
You got it.
All right.
Standing.
Yeah. Wow.
You need to get stretched out.
Yep. Somebody wants to win.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's play. Some of the bee sting. I don't have a pen. Give me a pen. Thank you. All right, we're going to play the feud, ladies and gentlemen. Here's how it goes. First one to five wins.
Point values, as always, are doubled.
Of course.
Of course.
Means nothing.
Of course.
No, it means something. Each correct answer is worth half a point.
That's right.
And since they're doubled, that means 1 point.
Perfect sense.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Will, you have not won in a long time.
That is a true statement, yeah.
He's too focused on the math of the doubled points.
So, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Point values are doubled. Top seven answers on the board.
Mm-hmm.
First two questions are going to be, we asked 100 women. Mm-hmm. So be prepared for that, Will.
Think like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we asked 100 married women. Name something that your husband does in public that's embarrassing.
Will Starrett.
Adjust himself.
Scratching his oysters. Number two answer on the board.
Is that really what it says?
Yes. Dana Wright.
Passing gas.
Passing gas. Butt whispers is the number one answer on the board. We asked 100 married women, ladies and gentlemen. Name something the man of your dreams has that your husband does not.
We'll stare it again.
We'll stare it.
Washboard abs.
Washboard abs is the number two answer on the board. Dana Wright for the steal and for 2 points. Name something the man of your dreams has that your husband sadly does not.
I think the surveyed women would say money.
Money is the number one answer on the board.
Is that two steals in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We asked 100.
New strategy over here.
All right. Stretch.
Hand, I'm not even touching the buzzer. I'm just going to play for the steal now.
Oh! Ooh!
Here we go. Here we go.
No.
Tough play.
No,
tough
no.
play. Tough play.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
We asked 100 men.
Mm-hmm.
If you're good at reading body language, what part of a woman speaks the loudest?
Dana Wright.
Dana Wright.
Her eyes.
Son of a beast. Eyes is the number one answer on the board.
Sorry, Will.
What were you going to say, Will?
Eyes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go. We asked 100 single women, when you go on a date, name something the guy has that you hope is clean. Dana Wright.
That was Will Sterrett.
That was very evidently Will Sterrett.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sorry, Will Sterrett.
Something the guy has that you hope is clean mm-hmm. is his car.
Is the number 5 answer on the board. Dana Wright, when you go on a date, name something the guy has that you hope is clean.
Underwear.
Number 2 answer on the board.
What was number 1?
His breath.
Oh.
Next.
Okay. We asked 100 single men, Will.
Mm-hmm.
Name a line that you use in bars that works. Dana Wright.
Come here often.
Actually, that's the number 4 answer on the board.
Can't think of a line, because yeah. None of them work.
Well, I have less game than the Detroit Lions, so this is not a good question for me.
Come here often is actually the number 4 answer on the board.
I would just say introducing yourself. Hi, I'm, you know, whatever.
Number 1 answer on the board.
Good for you, Will Sterrett.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are you good for Ewing, the fact that he got 1 point?
Yes.
No, I think she is.
Okay, here we
go. That and my wholesome approach to picking up chicks in bars.
Worked with Julie, didn't it?
No, I didn't meet her in a bar.
Are you guys still doing good?
Yeah.
All right. Top 7 answers on the board. The score is currently Dana 4, Will 1. Name something that winds up in bed with you and your mate. Dana Wright.
The kids.
Okay. Will. Kids is the number 2 answer on the board. Name something that winds up in bed with you and your mate.
The TV remote.
No, it's pets! It's pets!
Sounds like Dana's on The Price is Right now.
Well, when you are a champion on a real game show, mm-hmm. it's not that hard to fake it for a fake game show.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness this is fake.
What was your answer again?
The TV remote.
That's actually on the list.
It should be, because I can never find it in the bed. I know it's in the bed. I can't find it in the bed. Continue on, Scott.
No, I think the game's over, isn't it? Is that not 5?
That would be 5.
Oh! Damn you, Roger! Damn it! Damn you!
Will?
It's okay.
I don't know what to say at this point.
You know what? The man has many talents.
Here's the thing.
Roger! Damn it! Damn you!
I used to be able to beat you at this game. I beat you at this game with some regularity.
TV remote, by the way, was the number 6 answer.
Before the time that I was just destroyed by Hartzell.
What's that baseball term where you got the...
You went for the cycle?
No. The guy that couldn't pitch. He just woke up one day and couldn't do it anymore. And they named that thing after him. That's what Will has.
Tommy John?
No, that's when you throw your arm out.
Well, Tommy John.
That is applicable.
He did wake up one day.
Right, he woke up one day and couldn't pitch. So that's, yeah.
Completely out of socket.
Mm-hmm.
Will's got Tommy John.
I did my best, and clearly my best was insufficient.
Damn you, Roger! Damn it! Damn you!
All right.
Hey, you were on a good trend of only losing by a point.
Right.
The final score was 5-1.
I'm very keenly aware of this. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to apologize for it.
Oh, well, you shouldn't apologize.
Yeah.
It's called the yips.
The yips! He's got the yips!
I've never heard of having the yips before.
Yes, it's a thing. This poor guy, his name was Mr. Yip, and he just woke up one day and couldn't play baseball.
It sounds like something terrible that someone would use as a racial slur.
No. It's a thing. Look it up.
All right. Can you play one more round?
Sure. I mean, I'll give it my best.
If Will gets it, it's worth 5 points. If Dana gets it, it's worth 0.
Right. We asked 100 men, Will.
Mm-hmm.
Name the most important thing your mother ever taught you. You got to buzz in. Will.
Brush your teeth.
My buzzer's broken.
Dana. Because brush your teeth is not on the list.
Be kind.
Is the number one answer.
I fold. I'm done.
Like a cheap suit.
I'll play next time.
Yo. Cut it.
That's rude. That's not nice.
I did that to myself. That was self-deprecating. He actually asked me to pick the song, and I said, go ahead and give me Loser by Beck. I've earned it.
I'd like to clarify, I asked for a song that would make him feel better, and that was his response.
Brutal. Totally brutal. We're going to talk about this coming up after the 4:30 news. The president announcing today a ban on flavored e-cigarettes. Have you guys, like, several people have died.
The flavoring in some reports has been linked to what is similar to popcorn lung. And one of those cases was local. Look it up. You'll get results.
That's right.
I don't trust any of it, Scott.
President said today that vaping has become such a problem. He wants parents to be aware of what's happening. Quote, people are going to watch what we're saying, and parents are going to be a lot tougher with respect to their children. The president is proposing banning flavored e-cigarettes. Mango, orange, you know.
Cherry.
Prove to me it doesn't cause cancer.
Prove to me it does.
Prove to me it doesn't. We don't know because they haven't studied it. The FDA doesn't regulate it.
There is no regulation, is that correct? None at all. A Kansas man died yesterday from lung disease thought to be associated with vaping. I think there were six people. Will, is that right? Did I hear you right in the news earlier today? Or maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was Rebecca.
Well, wait. Isn't there regulation on these big companies that are actually mass producing the product?
No.
Yes, six deaths so far.
Six deaths, yeah. But by regulation, Sam, you mean what?
Like they ask them what they're putting in it and things like that?
I don't think so.
To the best of my knowledge, there isn't, but I'd have to go back and look.
If the FDA tested
this... I mean,
you
have to be 18.
You know, they regulate all kinds of products. If the FDA stepped in and said, we are so behind the curve on this, we're sorry, we are going to start making companies submit their product for testing so that you know what is in it when you are buying it. Scott, you can't go to McDonald's anymore without seeing right in front of you the calorie content.
Well, but that's not required by the government.
I know. My point is we are given information every day that's not even life and death. I mean, I suppose if you eat, you know, fatty foods every day for, you know, 80 years, it could kill you. But that's not even something that could theoretically kill you, knowing that there's 100 more calories in that thing of fries than there is in that burger. But we are still, as consumers, given that information so that we can decide. The problem with these e-cigarettes is, how do you know what's in it? Based on what brand, where you're buying it, how do you know?
Are you saying the calorie counts are required?
Yeah.
I thought they were.
By the government?
Yes. The only exceptions are for really small independent places, but as far as, you know, the big chains
like McDonald's
go.
McDonald's
right.
has to put on the
yes.
menu.
Yes. That is there.
That a Big Mac is 550 calories.
That is there because of a legal requirement that it be there.
Oh.
Textline has a good point, though. They're working on banning the vaping because they don't know as much about it, but cigarettes kill people every day.
I was going to say, how much of this has to do with big tobacco? I mean, let's be real here. Big tobacco, while weaker than it used to be, is still a way more established and entrenched lobby than big vape is.
And what did we make cigarettes do, Surgeon General?
Well, we made them decades ago. Stupid little warnings on the side of the pack that nobody paid attention to.
If you're pregnant, you shouldn't smoke, okay?
Yeah. Ooh, this could cause lung cancer. Really?
You at least...
Who knew?
Are being told right there on the package, this is what this is. This is what you're getting. Scott, you can't buy a beer without knowing exactly what is the exact alcohol content in that beer that you just bought. It's all over it. Hmm. There's a reason we are given all of that information. This is too big for it to be so vague.
I do hate to say this, but I got to be the one to say this. We're here talking about the prospect of banning vaping after six people died, and not to belittle
Ooh,
that.
I know where you're going here.
But, I mean, there's more people that die in either of these states in a car crash before noon every day than there is in these particular instances.
And
we're talking about banning the product.
We regulate seatbelts. We regulate which types of car seats your kids have to be in, because we're smarter now than we used to be about those deaths and types of accidents.
Guys, let's hang on. Let's hang on. We'll take care of it on the other side. The president, Donald Trump, is proposing banning flavored e-cigarettes after six people have died. One of them happened to be here in the state of Kansas. And, Will, you were about to make a point before we went to the break.
Yeah, well, my point is, it seems like we let the death toll on various things climb a lot higher before we jump to action than six.
But you would agree, Will, that the explosion of teenagers using these devices and really the not-so-subtle marketing to the kids is why, in my opinion, somebody needs to step in. Let me read to you some of the flavors. And again, it's the flavors that they believe are tied to some of this popcorn lung type illness that we're seeing.
Keep in mind, the guy who died in Kansas this week was over 50.
He was. Flavors are strawberry milk. One of them is called Froopy and tastes like Fruit Loops. You cannot tell me that they are not trying very hard to pretend like they're not marketing these to kids.
I'm not going to say that they are or aren't, but in that case, wouldn't it make sense to crack down on the age of use and make it an 18 plus or a 21 plus instead of an outright?
18.
I think it already is.
It's a 21 plus, actually.
Instead of an outright ban. That's what I'm saying here. We seem to have jumped directly to six people died, let's ban it. And I can't think of anything else where six people has led to a ban of something.
Scooters
except
in
for
Atlanta.
Lawn darts.
Lawn darts.
Lawn darts and scooters in Atlanta after dark. Four deaths, and they've banned them.
Well, and I mean, look, that's as far as the Atlanta thing goes, that's fine. That's also a single jurisdiction as opposed to a nationwide thing.
Fair point.
I think...
Where does the gun debate come into this?
I've been screaming about that since Atlanta banned the scooters. Like, oh, four deaths. And I'm not minimizing those four deaths. But
sure,
by all means, let's take action. Really?
Sure.
I think because we do not know what's in the product, we don't know the long-term or even short-term health ramifications of the product, somebody's got to step in because so many kids are doing it and say no.
Well, I think some of the backfire that people are having is the fact that they're looking at it as all e-cigarette and all vaping, whereas from the research that they've had so far, it seems like it's coming from some very specific elements within non-regulated. You say it's all not regulated, but like black market, making their own juice type situations.
And that's why, again, I circle this all back around to what I said at the very beginning of this, and that is, you better believe Big Tobacco has had a say in this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that they are really the ones behind this.
The ones saying you need to ban vaping.
Absolutely.
Because the more people that vape, the less people that smoke.
Yes.
Do you not remember 2 years ago or 5 years ago, gasoline stations and some of the smaller... I don't want to say the big popular one because I don't know, but some of the smaller mom and pop independent gas stations were selling K2. Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Especially in the Northland.
And everyone thought that this is interesting. Let's try this. We're not real sure what it is. You know, there are people who are paranoid and not functioning members of society today because of that. Because again, we didn't know what it was.
576-7798.
Then is not the solution then to perhaps put in a moratorium on this to where...
Freeze it, study
right,
it,
freeze
regulate it,
it, as opposed to ban it. It's,
well, wait. But by freeze it, do you mean you're not allowed to buy vaping products?
I'm saying freezing it as opposed to banning it, because if the issue here is...
I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm just seeking clarification here. Mm-hmm. If you were to freeze it, would you temporarily ban it?
I guess in a sense you would. Okay. The difference being that there is some sort of end date attached to it, mm-hmm, that you would either, you know, renew or not. Okay. But it gives you time to study these things. I think the real thing is everyone's saying, we don't know what's in these. In my particular case, I say, well, if we don't know what's in these, why don't we call a timeout, figure out what's in these, figure out what it does, and then we can reevaluate it. To me, it doesn't make sense to ban it because we don't know. We should ban it because of what we ultimately do know.
Dana Wright?
I think you all know how slowly the government works, and if the government did not work slowly, we wouldn't be having this conversation, because the FDA would have known what this was and started regulating it a long time ago. Mm. I don't have a problem with the idea of freezing it. My biggest concern is figure out what's in it. You've got to figure out what it is first. Okay.
Well,
which means you study it, and for the FDA to study it, we're not talking 6 months. You know how long this process takes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a freeze to really figure out, okay, what is it? What are we going to allow into the consumer market? Flavors, not flavors, nicotine content. How are we going to package it? What is the warning system going to look like on it? I mean, how many years did it take to really regulate cigarettes, Scott?
Oh, years.
Decades. Decades.
So it takes a while. Okay, go ahead, freeze it.
But Will,
if it takes 10 years or whatever.
But Will, you can't, quote, freeze a product like vaping, where you have these hookah bars or whatever they're called.
Sure.
Where people go in and they just vape or whatever. I mean, there are vaping stores all over the place. Are you going to shut these places
down? No, Scott,
down?
Because it doesn't even matter. It's like whack-a-mole. Kids are just buying it online. They're just buying it online.
Yeah, you can order it on Amazon. People also make their own juices.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, that's on you. I mean, if you make your own juice and poison yourself, you got no one to blame there.
Nathan in Kansas City. Nathan, hello.
Hey, so you guys keep talking about that they're advertising to kids because the juice flavors and everything. Well, I mean, adults like strawberries. They like grapes. You know, they like all these flavors, too. So the kid argument, you know, that's a parenting issue. Parents need to figure that out.
You don't worry about your lung capacity, Nathan, because they don't know what's in the flavoring and what that's going to do to you long term.
He's an adult.
I don't vape. I don't vape.
Okay.
I don't. But you know, if you decide you want to vape, just like if I decide I want to go drink a fifth of whiskey, you know, that's going to damage me. I'm aware of that going into it. You're aware that you're inhaling something. Obviously, that's not going to be good for you. So it's not a question of we need to shut this all down and everything. Everyone's aware, okay, it's a substitute for smoking. Smoking's bad for you. Vaping's bad for you. Everyone knows. Everyone needs to be able to make a decision. Yes, I'm going to do something that could potentially harm me, but it's harming me.
But
I'm
Nathan,
not
all I'm saying is, all I'm saying is, you cannot make an informed decision as a consumer if you don't know what's in it.
Sure, sure you can. It's bad for you. that label's it. It's bad for you.
Now that would be a very simple label warning.
Well, this
is bad for you.
He actually has a good point.
Has there ever, throughout recorded history, been an instance of something being better for you when you set it to your mouth and applied heat?
Look at this.
He's got a good point.
Look at this. I'm looking at my Diet Coke label. There are 15 words right in front of me I can't even pronounce.
Phenylketonurics
are in this.
Phenylketonurics.
Whatever.
Dana, when you drink that Diet Coke, do you think you're drinking a health drink?
Here's the fat. Here's the sodium. Here's the carbs.
What's the sodium?
The sugars. Oh, 70 milligrams.
That's a lot.
It's got caramel color in it, aspartame, phosphoric acid, potassium benzoate to protect the taste, natural flavors, citric acid, and caffeine. We mandate that companies list what is in their products on everything we consume.
They do.
Why would vaping be any different?
They do, Dana. However, as you turn the top off that Diet Coke and take a sip, it is not banned.
I'm looking at a picture of a Juul package on the interwebs right now, and right on the front of it, and in big bold letters, it says, warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Yeah. Dana, there's a difference between what the president is saying today, where he wants to ban
the flavoring
of certain e-cigarettes, okay, except the tobacco flavoring, okay? And what you just did was take a sip of that Diet Coke that is filled with crap you don't even know how to pronounce.
We used to think thalidomide was perfectly fine to give to pregnant
Dana?
Women, Scott. We history has shown us, okay,
you have the right
that there are
to
things
kill
that
yourself.
We start out using, product or medicine, we start out thinking this is a good thing, and it turns out it's really not a good thing.
Dana,
All I'm saying is, tell us what's in it. Study it, tell us what's in it,
fine.
And then let
Here's
people decide.
What's in it. Here's what's in it. Nothing you should be putting in you.
There's a difference between a Diet Coke, which is not the best choice to be drinking, and a flavoring that potentially could affect your lung capacity for the rest of your life.
Well, if you're so dumb that you want to look like your face is on fire and you want to vape, then you have every right to set your face on fire.
At age 16, when do you put that age?
Well, no, of
14,
course. No.
12?
No.
21, the legal
it's
purchasing age.
It's not legal to I was going to say smoke vaping. It's not legal to vape at the age of 14 any more than it's legal to drink at the age of 14. But people do.
I cannot go into Price Chopper and buy Sudafed without asking for help from an employee.
But yet a 14-year-old...
I have to show my age, this is my name, I'm not making meth.
That's because of off-label usage of it, like you pointed out, making meth.
We put rules and regulations on products every day,
that's all I'm saying. But, and I will say, a 14-year-old can go into Hy-Vee and buy a bottle of that, which has more chemicals and crap in it that you can't pronounce, and a 14-year-old can put that garbage into their body.
Very true. And isn't soda one of the leading causes of obesity and
heart
disease?
Well, the sugar, the regular soda is.
If you want to entertain the argument that sugary drinks are bad for kids, which they are, and that specifically like the Monster-type energy drinks are bad for kids, I'll entertain that argument all day long.
Okay. 576-7798. We'll stare at Sam Stevie. She's Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
I've been the fast lane. Surely me.
From the album Hotel California. Johnny. And Shawnee. Johnny, what up?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, man. Thank you for asking, buddy.
Oh, I love your show. Love our show.
It's yours.
I'm going to focus a little bit on the actual, like, chemical part and then get a little bit in politics at the end. But I am a successful tobacco quitter using a vaporizer.
Okay.
Started 3 years ago. My dad got diagnosed with cancer and died.
I am so sorry.
That's why I quit. I quit when he got diagnosed. I go to the local shop back then. They'd have a bottle with like half glycerin, half another chemical, and they had to pop open an FDA-approved bit of nicotine if you wanted whatever grams, and then mixed it. So it was a couple simple chemicals. And I can tell you, I went from Marlboro Reds to cigars to a vaporizer. I can tell you it is safer than that, because by the third week I could actually breathe. And then I finally got off the vaporizer just a few months ago. But, you know, I was one of the original... One of the original reasons for vaping was to quit. It had a little subculture. People like the nicotine. It delivers a lot of nicotine. With a simple mixture, it's not that bad. But unfortunately, what's happening is the same thing that, you know, tobacco companies did with their cigarettes by adding chemicals. Juul and a lot of these people that make these vape juices with flavorings are adding more and more chemicals that are more and more addictive.
Johnny, use the word additive, and then I'm going to read you a text because it's a good one. Isn't the issue here the additives? I think the FDA should step in and start saying that all of the additives are banned unless manufacturers can prove that they don't cause harm. There's a difference between what's bad for you and what could hurt you. The FDA regulates food additives. I don't see why it shouldn't regulate vaping additives.
Yeah, I mean, or tobacco additives at that. I mean, we've had 6 reported deaths this year, but we've had approximately 300,000 smoking deaths so far as well. And Juul, while it's not R.J. Reynolds, Juul's not R.J. Reynolds. It's not Philip Morris. It's Juul. So it's not tobacco money, but they're adulterating, you know, something that was simple to make someone quit to be more addictive like they did with cigarettes.
Mm. Johnny, good point, and I'm sorry about your loss, my friend. I am truly sorry for your loss. Doug in Olathe. Sorry, Johnny, that was you. Doug in Olathe. Hello, Doug.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you, man.
I'm thinking this could really easily be tied to, like your other caller said, about tobacco, except they both kind of started the same way. And they're not going to ever be able to control it. The horse has already left the corral. So they have option of either taxing it somehow and try and make some money off it and put that into whatever. And to say that you can't vape, but you can go buy a pack of cigarettes and smoke them, you know, they don't have much of a leg to stand on. And like what most lawyers say, people do what people will do. And, you know, that's kind of what makes lawyers.
Doug,
can't control it.
I want to ask a question to you that came in on the text line, and I want someone to answer it, and if you can answer it, great. You cannot buy a carton of cigarettes on Amazon, correct? Why is that, question mark? If we're going to compare these to cigarettes, if it is true that you just can't go online and buy a pack of cigarettes or a carton of cigarettes,
I can tell you why right now.
Why would this be any different? Why can you go on Amazon and buy vaping nicotine?
It's my understanding, and Doug, yes, that's exactly right. Interstate taxes. It is my understanding, and I may be wrong, and if I'm wrong, correct me on the text line or correct me on the phone. For example, it is technically illegal to go over to the state of Missouri and buy a pack of cigarettes if you live in Kansas.
Exactly right. Same with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You cannot transport alcohol or cigarettes across state lines.
People do it all the time.
But if we are going to regulate, and go back to Amazon because it's an easier analogy. If nicotine is nicotine, why can I go and buy vaping stuff on Amazon, but I can't go buy cigarettes on Amazon?
Because vaping is not regulated.
And is not taxed on the level that cigarettes are.
That's right. For example, there's a reason that it's called the ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
It needs to be the ATFV.
Well, maybe so. However, it is, and again, correct me on the text line if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding. For example, if you live in Roland Park, Kansas, and you wake up on a Sunday morning, and the liquor stores don't open till what, noon, I think? On Sundays in Kansas?
That'd be correct.
But they're open earlier in Missouri?
10 o'clock.
It is illegal to go over to Missouri, buy liquor, and then bring it back over to Kansas.
The text line just exploded that Juul is owned by either Marlboro or Philip Morris.
Marlboro is owned by Philip Morris.
Okay.
So that is big tobacco.
It's all in the same stew.
They are a minority shareholder. But yes,
do you know how much that minority is worth?
$12.8 billion.
It is
$12.8 billion.
I think it's safe to say that that is them hedging their bets, mm-hmm. so to speak,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
that they have a chunk of mm-hmm. the vaping money.
On December 20th, 2018, they bought 35% of Juul for $12.8 billion.
$12.8 billion.
That's only 35%.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.